Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget all the other things you can do on my site whenever you get there. You can listen to thousands, count them, thousands of archives of past shows that we've done, including some with our guest and our good friend this half hour. His name is Mr. Phil Holland. He's actually not our good friend just this half hour. He always is, but he is our guest this half hour. He's the chairman of My Own Business Incorporated, and he's with us right now. Phil, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Now, you've been following this new apprentice show, haven't you? The Donald Trump apprentice show. And I have to be honest with you, I have not really followed that show all that much. I've tried to watch it a little bit, but I haven't watched it all that much. But I did meet the first winner of the apprentice. The first apprentice show. Bill Resnick, was that his name?
Yes, that's right.
Resnick or something like that. I did meet him. Let's see, last May I was in Orlando at the SBA, their small business annual conference, and I was down there and I met him. And so he was a pretty impressive young man. But there's a new apprentice format out now, isn't there?
Yes, there's a new show this season. They've run 2 episodes so far. This year, the teams that they have that they're pitting against each other are one team are college graduates and young people with graduate degrees in business, and the other team, as they call them, the street smarts, which are kids from high school or kids who have not graduated from high school.
Right.
So it's been kind of an interesting comparison, and they've been taking even surveys as far as what people expect, which team will be coming out on top.
Mm-hmm.
And in most cases, people are expecting the street smart gang to win. So far, with the 3 episodes, it's been kind of a mixture.
Well, you know, the first Resnick, and I hope I'm saying his last name right, Bill Resnick.
I think that's correct.
Right. Anyway, when I met him, I learned a little bit about him, and even though I think he has a degree, he actually got his background being in business for himself.
That's right. But
he was a pretty street smart guy, even though he was educated.
Yes, he had it from both sides of the street. He had a good education as well as street smarts.
Right.
People have asked me, you know, what would be my expectation as far as who will win this in the season. As I say, the general survey is that the street smart kids will win. My feeling would be that, what I would advocate is that the more education, the better, so long as the education is relevant. So my bet this season for the Trump show is that going to be that the college kids are going to win, not because they went to college specifically, but because they've simply had some elements of basic training, which give them more equipment than those without it.
Well, one of the things that I'm not going to argue with you about that. And there was a time, Phil, and I bet you'd agree with me on this. There was a time when either one of us wouldn't have made that choice. And maybe 10 years ago, we might have chosen the street smart kids over the educated kids. And I've got a story to tell about that in a minute. But I think I agree with you maybe a little bit, even though I haven't seen the show. The reason I do is because one of the most important keys to success in the 21st century is access to information. Isn't it, Phil?
That's right. And there are so many anecdotes about success stories of people who have not been to college. I happen to have a very personal relationship that I had for a time with a former Krispy Kreme founder.
Right.
Krispy Kreme Donuts was founded by a guy by the name of Vernon Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
He died many years ago. He was really my mentor.
You were in the donut business, weren't you?
Yeah, I had the chain of Yum Yum shops in California,
mm-hmm.
Which now include Winchell, incidentally.
How did you stay so fit and thin being in the donut business, Phil?
I have two addictions. I have an addiction to work and also an addiction to running.
Ah, I wondered about that. Phil, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about this apprentice show pitting the college graduates against the street smart kids. And so, what do you think? Who do you think is going to win? We're going to talk about that right after these messages with our good friend Phil Holland, the chairman of My Own Business Incorporated.
And to make the darkness bright, only
to be.
We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Phil Holland. He's the chairman of My Own Business Incorporated, and I would like very much, Phil, for you to tell us what the address of your website, please.
Well, Jim, as you know, we're a public nonprofit organization, and we have a free website where people can go and take a 12-session course on how to start a business. Don't even have to log on to the course. Just go right into the website.
Right.
www.myownbusiness.org.
Now, tell us about that course a little bit more. I want my audience to know more about it, because this is a great resource for you, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead.
Well, my own business course is become now the largest free course that's available to people on the website, where they can go directly into the course and take a sequential sessions. The course is broken down sequentially. The first thing that people need to do in starting a business is decide what's the right business to start, and that's where most people make the worst mistake, incidentally.
Mm-hmm.
There are sessions in how to prepare a business plan, computer technology. One of the most important sessions today is e-commerce, because we think it's very important that people have capability of selling merchandise over the internet.
Right.
We have right now about 140,000 people a month who are taking the course.
Congratulations.
So, World Bank is doing it throughout the world now. They've translated it into four other languages.
Wow.
It's a wonderful access for people, and it's free at myownbusiness.org.
What a great feat thing to make available. And Phil, I thank you for that. Folks, I hope you'll take advantage of this. I hope you'll go to myownbusiness.org and check out this course. And, you know, Phil, I've said for years that if before I knew about your course and before there actually was your course, I've said that if small business owners had to take a course and a test to be a small business owner before they actually opened up, we would be able to cut the failure rates by a high percentage.
Right. That's very much on the money, Jim, because in this particular course, it's not so much a matter of teaching people what to do. It's a matter of telling them what not to do. It's the important thing that people need to know is where the pitfalls are.
Right.
So they're not going into a minefield blindfolded.
Right. Because there are some things that they could do that if they knew about those things, if they could avoid those, they could, you know, potentially not have a train wreck.
Yeah,
I want
right.
to get back in. I want to get back into this apprentice discussion, though, pitting the college students, the college graduates against the street smart kids. You know, I remember when I graduated from college many years ago, Phil, I had been working my way through college. I mean, I was making my living on commission as a full-time college student, and I'd been in business. By the time I graduated, I had been a full-fledged member of the marketplace for over 4 years.
Oh.
And so there were some guys in my class, my graduating class, that had never worked a day in their lives, but they were graduating with a business degree. And, of course, they had better grades than me. They were a lot smarter than me. But I remember one day I showed up to and I always showed up in a coat and a tie because I left school and went to work immediately. And so I remember one guy told me that I showed up and I was dressed fashionably. You know, back in the early 70s, we wore a little color back in those days. And I had a little color in my shirt and that kind of thing. And this guy said to me, one of my college mates who never worked a day in his life said, "Are you wearing that to work?" And I said, "Yeah, why?" I mean, this is the same suit I'd been making a pretty darn good living at, and wearing it. And I said, "Yeah, why?" He said, "Well, I wouldn't think that would be a very businesslike attire." And I thought, you know what? I know you're a smart guy because I know what kind of grades you've made, but you've got a lot to learn about the marketplace.
Well, you were lucky, Jim, or you had both. You had the best of both worlds in going to college and working as an entrepreneur at the same time.
So I really didn't have – it wasn't as much luck. It was I didn't have a choice.
that's a wonderful way to begin. Vernon Rudolph of Krispy Kreme didn't graduate from high school, and he built a wonderful – a business back in the 60s and 70s, which became actually the dominating donut business in the South. But as you know, today, Krispy Kreme has become really something of a disaster story. A disaster story taken over by, incidentally, people who did not have street smarts but had college educations. Mm-hmm. So those anecdotes are fun to tell. But, you know, when you get down to the real basics, a person who is starting a business and doesn't know accounting, for example, is going to have a terrible handicap.
Right.
So I think the more schooling a person can get,
right,
the better they will be. Appropriate education, that is.
Well, the other thing that concerns me, Phil, about just being street smart is the more you focus on your street in the 21st century and the less you focus on, you know, the cyber street, I call it, or the global marketplace. The more you focus locally and the less you focus globally in any business you're in, I think that's a disadvantage. And I'm concerned that I don't know how many of the street smart people are actually know how to get to, you know, some of this other information. I don't know what you think about that.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Many of them they don't. As you know, as we talked earlier, Bob Illenschneider in his trend report of last month.
Phil, hold on to that thought. I want to give you plenty of time to flesh that out because my audience does know Bob Illenschneider, and he does a great report that I want you to give us that information on when we come back after these messages. It's 10 till. We'll be right back with Phil Holland. His website is myownbusiness.org. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. The small business advocate, Phil Holland, is our guest. He's the chairman of My Own Business Incorporated, and their website, folks, which has a free small business course that I recommend that you check out. It's at the website called myownbusiness.org. And all of you who write me letters, write me email about how you should do this and that about getting your business going, before you write me that, well, you can go ahead and write me the letter if you want to. You can write me the email if you want to. But check out this website, too, because I believe that you'll find that there's some important things there. And you know, Phil, one of the things I want to point out to the audience is this is not just for people who haven't started their business yet. This is for people also who have a business right now.
That's
correct. We can all learn about better ways to operate our business.
That's correct.
Even those of us who have them. And Phil, I want to thank you for making this available for free to all comers, and I appreciate that very much.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, let's talk. You were telling us about something. You were connecting what we've been talking about to something that our mutual friend and Brain Trust member, Mr. Dunkelberg, Bob Dunkelberg. Bob Dillenschneider. I had another one in mind. Bob Dillenschneider said in a report that he published recently.
Well, yeah, Bob puts out an annual report to his clients. Incidentally, for your listeners, Bob is a preeminent business consultant in New York.
Right.
And in his annual report, which came out just 2 weeks ago, he pointed out that those businesses that did Christmas business Last year, this last 2004 season, the business that was done on the Internet increased 25% over the business that was done the prior year.
Right.
So I think that anyone is going into a business, as local as it may be in importance, the use and function of a website is becoming to be absolutely important. We devote an entire session on how to create a website, how to build a website, how to do e-commerce, how to gain web search engine placement. It's one of the basic do's now for people who are starting businesses, irrespective of what business it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's such an important point. And one of the things that really helped me to explain how important being online is when I came to understand the whole broad spectrum of things that our customers can do, that we can make available for our customers to do online. And it's all under the umbrella of e-business, and that is e-shopping, e-commerce, and e-customer service. Now, Phil, as you know, e-commerce takes more money because that's where people can lay their money down on the barrel head. They buy from you online. That does take more of a financial commitment to do that. But you know what? It doesn't cost a lot of money to put your catalog up online and just let your customers shop online.
That's right. And as we say, it is appropriate in virtually anyone who is engaged in business today. The guy that now runs my own business, our executive director, Tom Mix, worked for a group of doctors recently before coming to my own business. And those doctors' practice were increased enormously by a presentation on the web and by search engine placement. So it's really a must now. Two things must. One, do a business plan. Be sure you've got an e-commerce function in your business. Those are the two messages I would say are top of the list today.
Right. What has been happening in this apprentice show? What has been happening so far? How have the college graduates fared against the Street Smart Kids so far?
It's a tie. the first session, the college kids came out on top. The second session, the Street Smart Kids did. So it's hard to say how it's going to play out. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if at the end of the day the Street Smart Kids are going to win out, but they took a survey, and then most of the people in the public, most of their listeners, expect the Street Smart Kids to win. It's kind of like, you know, let's root for the underdog,
right?
But the sad fact is that they are the underdogs, and that's why my personal view is I think the more training, more business training a person can get, the better they will be in having success in their own business.
Absolutely, no question about it. Phil, thank you for being here today. Good job, and thank you again for making this great program available at myownbusiness.org. Thank you for all that, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much, Chairman, for all you do.
Phil Holland, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. Got to take a quick break. Actually, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I want to remind you, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blassingame, and I want to thank all of the heroes in Iraq who voted this weekend. I'm so proud of them. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.